Money Radio, thank you so much for joining us and joining us now. It's always a pleasure to welcome Anthony Nieves. He is chair of the Institute for Supply Management's Non-Manufacturing Business Survey Committee. Tony, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
NMI comes in at 57.4%, and that is down from the October reading of 60.1%, a fairly sharp drop, 2.7 percentage points lower. Normally, I'd look at 2.7 percentage points and get a little bit worried, but we're coming from a very high level here. Is there cause for concern?
Not at this point in time. As you noted, 2.7% normally would not be, would normally be a concern, but when they're coming off of that month-to-month level of 60.1, which was the highest reading we had since the inception of the composite index, and was two consecutive months of strong growth, something had to give. We have a little bit of cooling off here. It just wasn't sustainable at that very high level of growth that we had in the prior months.
Normally, though, we don't expect to see a cooling off period at this time of the year. This is normally a pretty strong part of the year.
It is. But we have to keep in mind that as we're measuring this change month to month, that at that high level, so the growth would have to be even greater than it was the prior month, which is tough to do, especially when you look at the cycle time, because you have such a buildup going into the holiday season, and we usually carry through right to through to the first part of the year. And what our respondents are telling us is that their confidence remains, and that they feel that the balance of the year will still remain with growth, and that anything over 50 is good.
Yeah, that's the key point here. Anything over 50 is good. And even coming in at 57.4, that's still very, very good. I mean, most any month you'd look at that number and go, things are great. Let's dig into the sub-indexes, though. And there are a couple of things that kind of stood out. One, new orders down 4.1 percentage points and supplier deliveries down 4 percentage points.
Well, when we look at the business activity, the new orders are 58.7, still a fairly high reading in the upper 50s like that, which tells us that there's still stuff in the pipeline for the respective companies that comprise this survey. And then when you look at the supplier deliveries, there was a buildup of inventory leading into the prior months and going through last month. We saw that. And so there is that buildup in order to help with the capacity issue that seems to be a prevailing trend in the non-manufacturing sector.
Did we get a little bit ahead of ourselves as part of the recovery from the hurricanes? And did you hear any more about the hurricanes in this latest report?
The only comment that came up in regards to the hurricane, well, there were a few, but they all had the same common theme. And that was the constraint on some construction labor being diverted to the markets that were stricken by the hurricanes, as well as, yes, there has been some inventory as it relates to various type of supplies associated with the recovery efforts that are ongoing.
Now, this week we get the non-farm payroll report on Friday. What are we seeing in employment in the non-manufacturing side of the economy? The service sector, of course, is the largest part of the economy. So this really could impact the Friday jobs report.
It's come off a little bit, down 2.2 percentage points, but overall at the 55.3, being in the mid-50s like that, still fairly good indications about employment for this sector. We have to keep in mind that the unemployment rate is fairly low right now, and that there are specific trades where we're seeing a shortage of labor, notably, again, in the construction industry. Skilled labor has been a tough one that's been ongoing for quite some time.
As I look through the different indexes from the ISM Non-Manufacturing Survey, there is one thing that kind of sticks out, and that is that all of the numbers that we're looking at are above 50. All are indicating growth. Now, it may be a little slower or faster, But that's a unique situation where everything is still basically firing on all cylinders, if you will.
Yes, and when you think about it overall or look at it in totality, consumer confidence is up. Global markets are getting a little better. The proposed tax reform has also had a positive effect on things. Whether it materializes or not remains to be seen and to what degree, but these are all impacting the psyche, whether it be the consumer or in businesses on the commercial side.
What are the implications for fourth quarter GDP?
Annualized, when we take the NMI and we annualize it, it looks at 3.3%, which is a little bit below where we were last month.
And what are some of the more telling responses that you had from the folks who were answering your survey? What stood out for you, one or two examples?
One from wholesale trade, and I always like to look at wholesale because they are the intermediaries and they add that time and place value, so they have a good pulse. Bookings would suggest a strong run to the end of the year. And then retail trade, business is strong, but not as strong as Q3. Retail has been in the top of most of these indexes when you break it down by industry. So they've been either in the top four, one and two, when you look at the composite and business activity.
Very good. Anthony Nieves joining us from the Institute for Supply Management, the Non-Manufacturing Business Survey Committee. And the NMI for November comes in at 57.4, down slightly from the October reading of 60.1, but still, keep in mind, a very strong reading, well above 50. Tony, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you, as always, for the excellent research and analysis that you provide from the Institute for Supply Management.
Thank you.